the song of winter. Cold, cold. Cold tonight is Broadmoy Lurg. Higher the snow than the mountain range, the deer cannot get at their food. Cold till doom.
Yeah, deer don't seem to mind the cold at all. But reindeers, like caribou, their hooves are they're more flattened, they're padded, you know, for walking through snow.
The deer cannot get at their food.
They're fallow deer, and they were introduced in 1662 by the Duke of Ormond on behalf of King Charles II, and they were brought into the park to set up as a royal deer hunting park. We're looking at approximately about 50 bucks, the males, here in the soccer pitches beside the magazine fort. They don't really feel the cold the way we would. They're thick-skinned and they have, you know, coarse fur and a coat. We don't have to provide shelter at all, because you can see they're sheltering here under the trees. The only time we would have to give them a dig out would be if it was really bad snow for a long period of time. During the big snow in 2010, it's one of the only times I've had to come out and actually give them a dig out, give them a hand. We had to put some feed out, we had to spread it out to make sure everyone got fed. Because the snow was so deep and thick, they found it very hard to, you know, they have to break through the ice and the snow to actually try and get some food to eat some grass, because their diet mainly consists of grass.
The storm has spread over all. A river is each furrow upon the slope, each ford a full pool. A great tidal sea in each lock, a full lock is each pool. Horses cannot get over the ford of Ross, no more can 2 feet get there.
Firstly, I don't even know what the sheets were made of when I was a child. Cold, cold sheets. But they were absolutely freezing. I suppose there was never any heat in the room and the sheets would be absolutely freezing. But you curled up in a ball and you inched your feet down really, really slowly, and it was like plunging yourself into a bucket of ice. A bucket of ice. A bucket of ice. You also had an extra blanket on the bed, and you had a great coat on the bed, and you piled the bed full of things. And there was a great sense of comfort in having all these clothes heaped upon you. It was absolutely miserable as a child. I hated the cold.
The fish of Ireland are a-roaming. There is no strand which the wave does not pound. Not a town there is in the land, nor a bell is heard. No crane talks. The wolves of Cuin Wood get neither rest nor sleep in their lair. The little wren cannot find shelter in her nest on the slope of Lon. Keen wind and cold ice have burst upon the little company of birds. The blackbird cannot get a lee to her liking, shelter for its side in Cuin Wood.
The whole roof came clean off. Yeah, the whole roof. Yeah, it was pretty scary. But I mean, there used to be lots of gales when you live so near the sea. But anyway, I was in bed, I had a sore throat. 3 of us in the room, Pat and Mary and myself, in the one bed. The next thing I woke up, I suppose I was very hot with a bit of a temperature, I woke up and I could see the sky. And naturally, I got a fright. Mama was coming up the stairs. But Mama was very frightened of it, all right, and she kept telling Dada not to go outside in case a slate would come off. I suppose that the roof was old on the farmhouse anyway. There was a terrible rattling noise. I can remember that. Out the window, you could see all the stuff off the roof. First thing in the morning, a neighbour came with a yawl, a boat cover, and they covered the house with that.
Cozy our pot on its hook. Crazy the hut on the slope of Lon. The snow has crushed the wood here. Toilsome to climb up Benbow. Glenrye's ancient bird from the bitter wind gets grief. Great her misery and her pain. The ice will get into her mouth.
My dad, a small enough man, completely bald. He had a glass eye, and he had most of his left hand gone because of service in World War I. And he subsequently became a district electrical engineer for South Derry. And he, on Christmas Eve, liked to give the men the evening off. So he got called out one Christmas Eve night when I was, I think, about 4 years of age. And he shimmied up the pole and was connecting whatever it was he was supposed to connect. And because of this, you know, only having the use of his right hand, he was holding some bits between his teeth and trying to fiddle for something in his pocket. And he leant against the electricity pole that he was up, and his nose stuck the way your tongue does to a nice lolly on a summer's day. So he was stuck up there for about half an hour waiting for a passing cyclist, whom he then had to ask to go and run to the nearest house and phone for a rescue, because no mobile phones in those days.
Well, I suppose we were very frightened, but then the fact that Mama and Daddy were there, I mean, no matter what happened, they were going to mind us.
Older animals will just, you know, they'll die off. Naturally, they'll go down to the wall along Chapel Izzard, and the healthy animals will actually force out the weaker ones, the weak and old animals. So they'd be forced out of the herd.
Every house on the street had long hedges, and those hedges were suddenly transformed and crystallised, and all these spiders' webs and all this hidden wall that you only saw in winter, when suddenly the whole wall seemed to be made of silver.
From flock and from down to rise, take it to heart, were folly for thee. Ice in heaps on every ford. That is why I say cold.